This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Remember to check us out using TuneIn Radio or OOTunes. Maybe even if you have one of those Victor Reader streams, you can find us already saved in one of the favorites. Any way you get a chance to listen to Kelly and Company, hey, that's the best way to do it. If you have to run out, make sure we're on your smart device and away you go. And you can tune into the show, whether it's the 2 p.m. live show or 5 o'clock repeat of the show Eastern Time. And on the weekends, do check out the best of Kelly and Company. Rumbia Muthan's with me. I'm Kelly McDonald, host of the program. And every couple of weeks, we get a chance to talk about the world of health and wellness with Frances Wong.
Hello, I'm Frances Wong, and I invite you to join me as we explore topics of health and wellness so that you can make the best choices for you to live an informed and radiant life.
So earlier in the day in our paperwork, well, on our screens, Rumbia sends us tomorrow's script. It's
hey!
December! Yeah, right around the corner. So, Frances, timely, excellent segment choice here. One of the things that can be a stressor at this time of the year is gift buying, with more people gathering this holiday season and exchanging gifts. Kind of wondering if you might have some suggestions for gift buying for someone who can, you know, where these items could benefit their health.
Absolutely, Kelly. I love this question and topic. The older that I get, the less I find a need for more material stuff like clothing or books. I like practical things or experiences as I personally find them more meaningful. And there are many things that we can gift someone to show that we care for their well-being at the same time. With the holiday season rapidly coming upon us, I wanted to give listeners the time to be able to do some shopping for and ordering their items online if necessary. So, let's start with one of the things that we talked about earlier this year, which was float tanks. You may recall that these are those isolation booths filled with Epsom salt, and they're a great way for anyone to disconnect. If there's a location near your recipient, you can consider purchasing a gift certificate for them to enjoy a float. Floats range in price depending on your city, but are usually $50 and up. If there isn't a flotation center nearby, consider purchasing a gift certificate or for a spa or clinic that offers massage or other therapies so that it's the perfect choice for someone to decide whether they want a body wrap or a body scrub or a facial or a manicure or a pedicure. If you know that someone goes regularly to a specific clinic for treatments, the person has the option to explore, you know, osteopathy or chiropractic care or even acupuncture, which we discussed earlier this year. I say this is this one is a little bit with you got to be a little bit careful because obviously you want to make sure that the clinic is reputable and that the recipient is already familiar and comfortable with the clinic and the staff. This is the ultimate way for someone to pamper their body.
I love it. Yeah, it's a throwback to all the different things that we talked about over the years. But speaking of pedicures, any suggestions for people who are on their feet a lot?
Yes, Rumbia, this next gift idea I think is great for anyone, period. Whether you're a runner or a walk a lot or stand on your feet all day long, your feet take a beating. Each of our feet is made up of 26 bones, 33 joints, and more than 100 muscles, tendons, and ligaments. Both feet together make up more than a quarter of the bones in our body, and often our feet are an afterthought. We shove them into shoes or boots in the winter and flip-flops in the summer and expect them to support us each day. Does sound familiar? Right. I don't know how your feet feel at the end of the day. Maybe like a little tired or a little squished.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the whole taking it for granted. It's so true with what we do, what conditions, whether it's hot, cold, damp, you know, or whatever, your feet are just expected to function.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what I suggest are toe spreaders. As you know, I teach yoga and I personally love the ones that I have. If you're not sure what these are, it does sound a little bit strange. You can think of these toe spreaders that they use for pedicures. Basically, it's like a wide tooth comb with a space between the teeth to fit your toes. Of course, the material is soft, usually some sort of silicone or medical grade gel, so that you're not hurting your feet. You know how there exists orthopedic shoes for your feet? Well, this is help specifically for your toes. So these toe spreaders can help with proper joint alignment, sometimes people may wear shoes that aren't good for them and end up with one toe starting to overlap another toe, or maybe a bunion is starting to appear. Toe spreaders work by holding your toes in a certain spaced out position, similar to a retainer in your mouth, so that the toes don't shift into the wrong position. Yeah. So you can start by wearing them around the house. The brand that I recommend is called Joya Toes, J-O-Y-A-T-O-E-S. It's a Canadian company that created this. It's now under the Half Moon Yoga brand, which is also a Canadian brand, and they're around $45 to $50 a pair. They come in two sizes, small and large. It's recommended that you start with a small size unless you already have large spaces between your toes, so it's not based on size of shoe. You can start by wearing these for 5 minutes and move towards 20 minutes or even longer. This product is also BPA and latex free. I can tell you that after wearing them for a short while, my feet feel amazing after I remove the spreaders from my feet.
Wow.
That's great for alignment and everything. Like it sounds so, because as you say, you're on your feet and it's just the compacting. We generally tend to overindulge. Anyway, some people tend to overindulge over the holiday season. Do you have any suggestions on how to keep the weight off?
Well, what I'd suggest is to not give your loved ones more boxes of chocolate, since that tends to be the de facto gift that people
Here, Rumi, I'll send this back to you, Rumi. I barely touch these.
Too late, Francis.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry, it's already open. Not returnable. It's like you get invited to Susie's holiday party and you're like, oh, I guess I'll bring a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates as a hostess gift. People are likely receiving or eating more than their fair share of chocolate, so it's probably unnecessary to add to that. So I used to work in an office where our vendors would send us Christmas baskets full of chocolates and other tasty but unhealthy snacks. And one of the vendors in particular would send us a mini Christmas tree made of chocolate truffles from this local company. And we'd share it around the office so that we weren't just stuffing our faces with truffles all day long. By the end of Christmas break, by the time that Christmas break actually came around, everyone would just be like sick of these chocolates. So instead of chocolates, why not give them a gift certificate to something that is a healthy activity that they may enjoy? By that, I mean, maybe they already have a Peloton bike or a treadmill or even the mirror that we talked about last time. And you could purchase an annual subscription to the classes, or I know those are pricey, so maybe purchase a month's worth of classes. Or if you know that the person likes yoga or goes to a specific studio, consider buying them a series of class passes. And the same applies if they like dancing or boot camp or other drop-in activities for which people can pre-purchase classes. And since the pandemic has been hard on everyone and most people have not traveled in a while, how about bringing the country to them? How about a less intense physical activity like a cooking class? So, for example, you can send your recipient to Italy. I know that Eataly in Toronto offers in-person and virtual cooking classes. The in-person offerings range from lunch to dinner and workshops where you get to make pasta from scratch and take home the pasta you create. You also get actual food served by the chef depending on a class that you register for. And then you get to take home the recipe too, so you can make yourself your meal, which is much healthier than ordering takeout.
Wow, that's great. A great way to learn about... Sorry, Francis, do you hear those keys? That's Rumya typing an email to you to find out about the truffle tree and what company was giving them out and where they got them from.
Can we go back to
just
that one?
Yeah. Just ignore that.
Oh, man. Okay. Anyways, it sounds really good. I love all the ideas too, physical activities or just any kind of, you know, giving people an indulgence of experience. But what about relaxation at home, Francis? The toe spreaders, they sound good, but maybe a little painful and not exactly relaxing at least.
Yeah. And cooking and yoga or spin classes scream more like hard work or torture, depending on your perspective. So, okay. At home, how about some at-home pampering? If a massage gift certificate is out of the budget, go for a wallet-friendly option. I'll draw on my yoga experience here. There's a company called Tune Up Fitness World, and they produce many products, but I recommend the yoga tune-up balls. They're about the size of a tennis ball, but much softer, as they're made of a special rubber that can grip your skin and multiple layers of muscles so that you can self-massage to roll out adhesions or tensions in the body, creating a nice deep tissue massage. They come in a set of two, and the best part is you control how light or dark, the light or heavy the pressure is, since you're going to be self-massaging. So it's great to roll out on your feet, or you can place it between yourself and a wall and roll it up and down your back or your glutes. The possibilities are limitless, and they even have a self-care video packages that you can purchase so you can learn how to work different areas of your body, like your neck or shoulders, low back, hips, knees, feet, wrists, and hamstrings. They come in a handy tote bag, so you can bring them with you wherever you go. And at around $20, they're also a great idea as a stocking stuffer.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
I think that's
if you know someone,
really great.
If you know someone who's allergic to exercise, the other extreme is no movement. In other words, how about pure relaxation and luxurious sleep? Consider gifting someone a silk eye mask, also by Half Moon, that same company that does the toe stretchers. Or if you want to go more heavy duty, a weighted blanket. These were all the rage, at least going back to 2017, and they're also called gravity blankets. We touched on these briefly in the sleep segment many months ago. Are you familiar with these?
Yeah, they're too heavy for me.
Are they? See, I've never, and it thinks it's like, wow, that's kind of cool. How would you, so do you just rest under them? Do they just put that weight on you?
They're just heavy.
Yeah, because I mean, some people will say they have to sleep with, you know, something covering them no matter how warm it is or whatever.
Yeah.
And I gather that's along that principle, but do you lay whatever position you tend to like to, a back, front, whatever?
Yeah. So I tend to agree with Ramya on this. I'll just kind of describe it a little bit. We have all these fancy apps and things like Fitbits to track how many hours of sleep that you get and how much of that is wake time versus sleep time. So it's really nice to go back to basics with sleep being just sleep. And gravity blankets are heavy blankets that are filled with materials like fine grade glass beads to give the blanket its weight. They come in a single size or queen and king size and range in weight from 15 pounds for the single size up to 35 pounds for the queen or king size. So you choose the weight based on your own body weight. Single blankets are designed to be around 10% of your body weight. And the idea is that the weight on top of your body increases your serotonin and decreases your cortisol levels. Simply put, it helps to calm your nervous system. The heavy weight triggers the sympathetic nervous system to help create relaxation. Now, this is going to vary from person to person as a personal preference or not. And as I mentioned, I've also tried the blanket and I ended up returning it. I found it like super heavy and difficult to move around. You know, if you're a toss and turn around kind of person, this blanket will keep you swaddled down. Also, if you tend to run hot, this blanket will make you hotter. So this isn't for everyone. And the price is also pretty steep, and you will run, you know, a couple $100s depending on the size and the style of the blanket that you choose. But it is a gift to consider, you know, for people who have everything, or maybe they have like, you know, some insomnia, or trouble sleeping, that it is an option to consider. And just like being wrapped up like a human burrito under this blanket, that's a wrap for this edition of Wellness Gift Ideas for the Holidays.
All right. That's excellent. I must say, I think toe spreader sounds interesting. I'm kind of interested in that when it comes to the feet thing. And I really like the tune-up balls. Like I think that might be, especially when you talk shoulder and neck. So watching the video there to kind of get a grip on or an understanding of how exactly to do those motions sounds absolutely wonderful. So many great ideas here, Francis. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Francis Wong joining us as she does every 2 weeks here on the program to talk wellness opposite our nutrition segment with Julia Karanchis. Did you have something else that you are hoping gets stuck in your stocking or that you would zero in and buy yourself? Not the gravity blanket, obviously.
No, not the blankie. My brother got one of those. He really thought that he would like them. Then he didn't. Then he threw it on me and I was like,
I was just
going to
say, yeah. I can imagine that's what he did to you. Anything?
But, you know, I have a whole bunch of cooking classes just in my carts everywhere, waiting, Groupons, things like that. So yeah, that might be an option. It's fun, too, because you can share these experiences with people. Sure.
Yeah.
Some of them.
I was just going to say, I think you need to look at the toe spreaders or the tuna bowl. I have a feeling those for your body, for your stress. Or, look, exercise stuff. Wow, that's kind of cool, too. Some certificates.
Okay.
Might beat the cooking, especially at this time of the year. Coming up next, We chat with founder and CEO of Zirkova Vodka in a moment, Catherine Valinka, as she rejoins the program. We're going to talk about toasting traditions as well as some delicious cocktails we could try during the holidays. She'll be here after this break.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.